Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Le meilleur de séances radio est maintenant sur We Love Cinéma.
Flashback sur Séance Radio.
Le cinématographe permet de projeter les images sur un écran.
Toute l'actu des grands classiques du cinéma.
Bientôt, les films vont être sonorisés.
Flashback avec Antoine Cyr et Antoine Julien.
Je ne sais pas si vous rendez compte de l'aspect grandiose du mélange.
Our first full-length motion picture feature in color opens a whole new world of thrill.
Flashback sur Séance Radio.
Ça, c'est le cinéma.
Flashback est toujours à Lausanne pour la première édition des rencontres 7e art, en compagnie aujourd'hui de Barry Levinson, le réalisateur de Rain Man, des Hommes d'Influence et Sleepers.
Mr. Levinson, thank you very much to be here for the show Flashback. Are you happy to be in Lausanne for your screenings?
No, I mean, it's beautiful. I haven't been had much of an opportunity to get around yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Tonight, there is the opening ceremony of the festival with a presentation of Rain Man, one of your biggest success. 30 years later, what is your point of view about it?
My point of view? I don't know that I have one, other than, look, you make the film and you put it out, and you hope it does well, and... It has survived in a way all these years. I've not seen it since I made it, so I don't go back to watch films that I've made because they're already made. Yeah, so I can't just watch for entertainment value.
Why have you not seen your movies again?
Well, because for other people to see it and discover it. I can't watch what I did because I already did it. It's done. So that means I'd be watching it just for entertainment value. And I can't quite adjust to that. Like, oh, I'm just going to watch one of my own movies. I'd rather watch somebody else's movie.
During your career, you made very different films. Personal films, big studio films, comedy, drama. It's like you. You have many personalities.
Well, I mean, I think of myself as still a... this is the way I began. As a kid, you went to the movies every week. And you saw comedies, you saw dramas, you saw musicals. And I liked all kinds of films. I never had I just like action movies. I only like suspense type of films. I was sort of... had a fairly eclectic taste. So as a filmmaker... whatever interested me, that's the story I wanted to tell. Maybe the only common denominator in any of it is the fact that I was always drawn by behavior. You know, so even if it was a gangster film, it was the behavior of the gangster and how did he act and et cetera, as opposed to just simply some of the sort of more, you might say, a sort of more the exploitation type of a film. I like to get inside of the character, and so that would be the one connection to the different genres.
And the actors, the work with the actors, it's just during the shooting for you, or before, with the rehearsal, or it depends of the actors, it depends if you have Dustin Hoffman or Robert De Niro, etc., etc. How did you work with the actors?
Well, every actor has a different way, or I should say there's a different way to engage every actor, and so that's all I go by. There isn't one set of rules that I apply. I don't necessarily like to rehearse a lot. Everybody's got to know what they're doing, but it's the idea of rehearsing in a sense. Rehearsing is no more than getting to know one another. Not in this moment, I'm going to do this, which won't happen for a month. You know, by then, who knows what we've now accumulated that will add to that particular moment. So to me, it's just you want to get familiar enough with the actor you're working with, period. And if you can make those connections, then you go and see what you're going to do.
Recently, you did some movies with television, with HBO, by example. It's the same way of working? Television, movies, and now the best place to create, to innovate is the television and not the cinema?
Well, I think you're seeing a more... the biggest diversification, I think, is happening in television, however you want to look at it, whether it's a network or streaming video or a cable service like HBO, that you're seeing more diversification. The more character behavior is happening in television than in features. Features are becoming more and more of the extravaganza, you know, the Marvel films, the cartoon type of characters, etc. The big, brassy, noisy things are basically what is servicing the theatrical. And then some of the more intimate work is happening now in television. So for the last few years, I've been doing HBO pieces where I've worked with Pacino twice and De Niro once. And it's been very, satisfying. I mean, to me, in the end of the day, it's for people to see it. How they see it is not my issue. You know, some people who never have really gone to films anymore, they see things on television. Some generation, the generation growing up, sees more and more not only on television, but they're seeing it on their phone or whatever. Now, I might say, how can you watch a movie on the phone? But just to some young kid, and if that's the way he's growing up, then that's the way he's going to go see it. I'm not the one to say, no, you've got to see it on the big screen. That would be great. I would love that, but we're seeing a changing, the change of a generation.
In Lausanne, we celebrate the history of cinema, and especially now, this year, the new Hollywood. It's a crucial period of the American movies, with very, very important films, and very important directors. What is your look about this period? It's past totally, and before we can made everything with a total freedom. Now it's impossible, or it's a mistake of mine.
Well, you can make things in total freedom. That doesn't mean it'll always get seen by anybody. Because anybody can make a film. You know, use your iPhone or whatever, and you can make a film, and so we can all do it. The question is, how does everybody see it? And that's part of what's going on now in this revolution of change. So you can make a movie for $250 million, or you can make a movie for $17. You know, how do you want to tell your story, and which way can you get your story made? So that's all part of the change of it. And I think, you know, you're going to see probably in the next, 20 years, you'll see a whole change in the way a story is even told, because some young kid getting a hold of a camera will tell a story without defined limitations, and will tell it in some other way, which will open the door to how we ultimately communicate with one another.
And for you, a little budget is the same work as a director. Recently, you made The Bay, small budget, I think. Right. But for me, one of your most creative films.
The Bay I did for under $2 million. And we shot it in, I think, probably 18 days or something like that, which I really like. And we've gotten wonderful reception, but we never got a real distribution of it. So that's the upside and the downside. You can make a film extremely inexpensively. The question is, can you get it out into the marketplace to be seen? Now it's being seen on these various, movie sites, and now it's starting to, generate some noise. But it's a difficult way to go. But on the other hand, you have to evaluate this. Do you gamble that it may not be seen? Or do you make it because you want to make it because you think it's interesting and you want other people to share that experience? And in the end of the day, that's what I chose to do. I wanted to make it. I wanted to share it with other people. And if it's not going to be seen by a lot of people, then what are you going to go do? As, you know, you can't say, well, I don't want to make it then. I made it anyway. And so therefore it exists, and who knows where it goes in the future. I mean, it was fun to do because we were shooting with every imaginable device possible, from, you know, iPhones to lesser quality of iPhones. And we gave, you know, these small little cameras to kids and things, and we, you know, we collected their video to become part of the Bay, which is dealing with a, you know, ecological catastrophe. So it was a great experience, and I loved it. I wish more people would have seen it when it came out theatrically.
Flashback sur Séance Radio.
Le cinématographe permet de projeter des images sur un écran.
Toute l'actu des grands classiques du cinéma.
Bientôt, les films vont être sonorisés.
Flashback avec Antoine Cyr et Antoine Julien.
Je ne sais pas si vous vous rendez compte de l'aspect grandiose du mélange.
Our first full-length motion picture feature in color opens a whole new world of thrill.
Flashback sur Séance Radio.
Ça, c'est le cinéma.
Retrouvez l'ensemble des contenus Séance Radio proposés par We Love Cinéma sur tous vos agrégateurs de podcasts.